this is Dennis Bird, and you're listening to the 5%ers podcast, where we'll learn why it is that only 5% of people who lose weight never gain it back. I'll bring my expertise in life coaching, my advanced studies in psychology, and my own personal story of beating obesity so we can learn new ways of thinking and adopt powerful strategies to lose weight and keep it off for life. You're listening to the 5%ers podcast, episode number 30, Reinvent Yourself into Who You Are. Well, I can think back to a lot of times growing up when I really wish I was someone different. Specifically, I can remember a time growing up and I had these really close cousins of mine who were just phenomenal athletes. In fact, all of them grew up and became Division III football players. And I can remember hanging out with my cousins and just going, oh man, I wish I just had their athletic prowess. I wish I could look like them and be, you know, physically fit and be, you know, muscular. And if anything, I wish I could eat like they could eat, because these guys, wow, you know, football players in high school, man, they could really put the food down. And I was this kid who was struggling with my self-esteem. I was a little overweight and kind of dumpy. And even though, you know, I was involved in athletics, you know, I was, you know, playing water polo, which was not the most popular sport. I played clarinet in the high school band, which is definitely not very cool. And I always felt like my cousins just had this edge of coolness that I wanted. And I wish I could have been more like them. And maybe that's just a normal part of growing up in adolescence, is that you're kind of looking to other people to define who you are. And you really want to emulate people out in the media or in music. And so we look to these people, whether they're close to us or farther away, and we just wish we were like them. And growing up, you know, we look at the magazines, we watch the TV shows, and, you know, for guys, we're looking at the, you know, the examples of masculinity and really what, you know, we're supposed to be growing up and to be young men. And later in life, as I got into college and then after college, I really started looking at people that I thought were really successful. And I had friends who went into the business world and into the corporate realities of, you know, the day. And, you know, one, they were making more money and they had, in a sense, maybe more success. And they were progressing in their careers. They were on the fast track. They were able to buy, you know, a nice car, maybe get into homes. And I had a degree in social work, which is in total alignment with my value system, because I'm a person who loves to help people. But as you know, just you're working in the nonprofit world, you're not making a lot of money. And sometimes as a young individual, you're comparing yourself, you know, to other people and what they're able to earn. And so sometimes I just felt like I wasn't successful and other people had a little bit more of an edge in life than I did, or they would be more attractive to, you know, potential spouses than I would. And again, because I wasn't really fit at that point and a little overweight, feeling dumpy again, feeling like, you know, geez, you know, who's going to be attracted to me? You know, I work in social work and don't make a lot of money and I'm dumpy. Well, those are just, you know, things that run through your head that really can hold you back. And I'm a big believer that it's usually our own thinking that really holds us back in life. It's the way that we interpret life. It's the way that we look at ourselves in really, I think, false ways that keep us from achieving our goals. And so the title of this podcast is really about reinvention back into who we are. And my learnings from that time and through the years as I've matured as an individual is that often what we're looking at is we're looking to external sources to gauge, you know, what we should be. And I was early in life, I was looking at my cousins and looking at their ability to play football and their physical fitness and their physiques and saying, gosh, I should just look like that. And why am I not like that? And the reality, ultimately, what I was looking for was health. And I was looking to feel good about myself physically. And the trap in comparisons is that no matter where you are in life, there's always someone who's more physically fit, who's got a better body, who's better looking, who's got more money, who's more successful, has a bigger house, has the fancier car, has this or that. And when we compare ourselves to other people, we normally come up on the short end of the stick. I think it's only the narcissists out there who compare themselves to other people and feel like they're the better person. But for the most of us, if we're not a narcissist, we're comparing ourselves to other people, basically saying, this is what life should be about. This is who I should be. And one of the greatest sources of stress is when we're living life in a way that is not that is not in correspondence with our greatest values. You'll hear people say things like, well, you can obviously tell that person doesn't care about their health because look at them, they're overweight and they're obese. They don't care about their health, because if they cared about their health, they'd do something about it. Or that person is struggling financially. You know, if they really cared about their finances, they would, you know, work harder on their finances. They'd get a better job. They'd save more money. They would spend less. And we come up with these conclusions because there's this bias that, you know, if you are, you know, not succeeding in an area of life, that basically you don't care about it. And I think that is really a wrong assumption. Because if you were to go to, I think, the vast majority of people who are struggling with their weight, struggling with obesity, and you asked them this question, how many of you value health? I think the vast majority of them would say they do. We do value health. And it's not that we don't value health. It's that for some reason we're blocked, we're stuck, and we just don't feel like we have the tools or the resources or the know-how to get where we want to go. And I can remember a time in my life where I wasn't in shape, I was overweight and obese, and it was a source of continual stress because deep inside, that was my value. I wanted to be healthy, I valued health, I valued being physically fit, and I also valued success. But I wasn't being successful in my career. I was really holding myself back. I was self-limiting my ability to move forward through my own negative thinking. So when it comes to reinvention of a life, sometimes what we think about is, well, I've got to be somebody totally different. I'm going to reinvent myself. Well, that's not necessarily true. What I believe reinvention is about is we are getting back to who we really are, that we're starting to align our lives and our actions and our time with our core values. And the core values of our life really make up who we are. It's the things we believe in, things that we hold true, things that we hold dear and near to our hearts. And when we align our actions and our time and our behaviors and our thoughts with those deepest values, we become the people who we are. So a number of years ago, when I started this whole process of losing weight, changing my thinking, changing my strategies, and having success in that area, I was reinventing myself, but I wasn't becoming somebody different. I was becoming who I really am. This is who I am. These are the things that I value. And I believe that so many of you out there are just like me in this respect. You're struggling with your weight, or you're struggling to maintain it. You're struggling with other areas of your life where you feel like you're not having the success that you're looking for, and it's producing constant stress. And some people are looking at you and doing that flippant remark, well, if you really cared about it, then you'd spend more time on it. Well, that I think is flippant, because life is complex and there's a lot of reasons why we're not moving forward in the directions we want to move forward in. And again, I think it's about, maybe we don't know how to. Maybe we feel blocked, or we don't have the right information, or we don't have the social support that we need in order to move in that direction. But it's our core values, because every once in a while you'll meet somebody who on the outside may look like they're struggling with a particular area of life, whether it's their finances, their health, or their relationships, but it's not one of their core values. They don't care about health. Every once in a while, I meet somebody who really doesn't care about their health. They don't care if they're fat. They don't care if they're smoking. And if that's true, then they're not stressing about it because they don't care about it. Now, I don't think that's helpful strategies for living life. I think you're going to pay some consequences down the road. But I really believe the vast majority of people who are struggling with health want to be healthy people. And so the whole goal here is if we're going to reinvent ourselves, what we're going to be doing is we're going to be tapping into our core values of life, our core values around health, and asking ourselves the questions, am I living according to my deepest values when it comes to my health, when it comes to my relationships, when it comes to my career, when it comes to my social involvement and engagement with the broader society and world. And if we start to align our actions and our strategies with our core values, I believe we're going to start lessening the stress. So if you think of any area in your life that you're stressed about, dig deep and ask, what's the value around that? What do I hold true about that? And you'll figure out what's the underlying value. And to reinvent ourselves, what we need to do is we need to find the right people, find the right knowledge, find the right strategies, align ourselves with other people who are doing the same things, create a community or join a community, so that we can start aligning our behaviors and our actions and our thoughts around who we are. So I think I said this in a podcast a little while ago, was so many years ago, I was looking at myself in the mirror and I saw this thin person looking back at me and it just struck me, wow, this is the way it's supposed to be. This is what I'm supposed to look like. And although that's an external view of myself, what I was seeing was that the result of my hard work, the result of the change in my thinking and in my strategy, was aligning itself with my deepest value around health, is that I desperately believe I want to be a healthy person. I want to be fit. I want to be able to engage physically in the world on the levels that I want to. And I, you know, value that when I take care of myself, I'm good to myself. It's good for my family. It's a great example for my kids to grow up watching, and that I'm living according to that value around my health. And I know that life is not perfect, and sometimes even I don't live according to my values around health. Sometimes I overeat. Sometimes I stress eat, like we talked about in the last podcast around stress eating. But because I'm further along in this process, is that it takes me less time to get back in realignment into my most, you know, deepest goals and values around life, and I'm back on track living who I am. So if you're someone out there that is thinking about, God, I wish my life was just different, what we really need to be thinking about is we need to reinvent our lives because we're not living the lives of the people who we are. And I know that sounds a little odd, but if you need a reinvention, think about it in that term. I need to reinvent myself to get to actually who I am, to my deepest, most core values about life. And when you do, it feels great. And when you live in accordance with your values, you have less stress. And when you live in accordance with your values, you're more attractive to other people. And when you live in accordance to your values, you have greater success on the things that you want to have success in. My encouragement to you is sometimes we need to take a step back before we move forward on any type of plan of action or goals. And what I would encourage you to do is to really sit down and think about, what are my top values around my life? What are my values around health? What are my values around relationships? What are my values around career? What are my values around social engagement or volunteering or community service? You know, what are my values around how I want to operate in the world? And, you know, it'd be overwhelming to attack all of those issues at once, but attack the one that's most important to you, that you think is going to have the most impact in your life, and start working on that one issue and start bringing your life into alignment with that particular value. So if you think that the value you need to work on is your value on relationships, even if your values around health are not being met right now, if you think the most important one is working on your relationships, I guarantee you this. You go and you work on those relationships. You improve your marriage. You improve the relationships with your kids. You improve the relationships with your family and your friends. And it will have a direct impact on your health. It's a little counterintuitive, but sometimes you can impact one area of life and it will have a ripple effect into other areas. So choose one value that's near and dear to you and start working on it this week. Regardless of whether it's about health and wellness, whatever you think is the most important, the thing that's been nagging you the most, the thing that causes you the most stress, because when you do, you are going to find yourself living life on a deeper level, a more meaningful level, a more rewarding level than you have in a long time. Well, I hope that was helpful, and my encouragement to you is to keep listening. And one of the ways that you can help me is to go to iTunes, find the 5%ers podcast, and give me a 5-star rating if you think this has been helpful to you. The reality is my whole goal is to help people in this area of life, to help them be more productive in the areas of their health and their wellness, and ultimately in life and in their careers and their relationships. I want it all for you. And the best thing that could help me is to give me that rating on iTunes, because that's how iTunes promotes new podcasts and it will get the word out to more people. Also, if you want to Twitter me and send me a Twitter question at Dennis R. Byrd, I will start taking questions from the audience and start incorporating those into the future podcasts. And so I think that would be a great way to get in touch with the people that are listening to get a sense of, you know, who, you know, has got questions and what's on top of your mind. And I will definitely, you know, do my best to answer as many questions as I can. So it's just offered that last week, so haven't had anybody take me up on that. You know, if you want to be the first person to reach out and ask a question, that would be awesome. Well, with that, I hope that wherever you are today, you are having a great day. Take advantage of the summer. Get outside. Get some sunshine. You know, if you're located in the upper Midwest, like I am, or in regions that have a little more cooler winters, you know, this is the time to really get out with the longer days and just make the most of every inch of summer we've got. Take advantage of it. Well, with that, I'm going to leave you for today. Take care. Thanks for listening today. And if you found this podcast helpful, let your friends and family know about it. If you'd like to know more about being a 5%er, you can visit my website at dennisbyrd.org. And remember, folks, when it comes to your health, work hard, do your best, and never give up. Have a great day, everybody.